You were very, very sick when you got here, Tatiana. Our hospital told me that you would not live long.
That's when you got me into swim lessons.
I figured, swimming, you don't need your legs. What was the word you always said?
Yasama, which means I can do it and I can do it myself.
That was probably the start of getting you involved in all sorts of sports. Wheelchair basketball.
Ice hockey and downhill skiing and finally wheelchair racing. It allowed me to be strong. And that was the first time that I could dream and become something. At the end of eighth grade, Mom, remember I told you I want to be an Olympian.
And you don't say to a young kid, no, you can't, because you can't move from the waist down. No, you can't, because you're in a wheelchair. And then you made the team.
As the youngest athlete ever, and going to Athens was such an amazing experience. I mean, I won silver and bronze medals.
You came home from the Athens Paralympics. You're the second and third fastest in the world. You go to high school.
And I just wanted to do track because I wanted to make friends.
And then you say, they won't let me join track.
They wouldn't give me a uniform.
No, they wouldn't even let you be on the team. And so you kept showing up. The coach says, you got to get off the track. Eventually, I said, look, I'm asking for two things. Give her a uniform and let her run around the track. They're shaking their heads. No, I said, but before you say no, I'm going to sue you. And I want you to know, I helped write the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, as former commissioner of disabilities. I know lots of people, and if I sue you, it'll be nuclear war. And the school said, so sue us. So we filed a lawsuit, but we filed for no damages. So we went to court, and the school's lawyer said, well, Your Honor, it's not fair that she runs with her arms. The judge says, Tatiana, do you care if you run with your arms? No. And he said, why don't you want her to run? The lawyer said, because she's different. And the judge is African-American. And the lawyers are both white. He said, so do you think that people who are different should be separated from each other? And both lawyers said, yes, Your Honor. The judge puts his hand on his head and he said, people who are different belong.
It's the 21st century. No one should be treated like that. And so that's the point where my advocacy really started.
And so the first law in America, the Sports and Fitness Equity Act, aka Tatiana's Law, passed. And that has forever changed the landscape. People know the Paralympics, and you certainly have helped change it a lot, Tatiana.
It's been a ride. It's been a wild ride.